This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. The man who rammed a car into two officers at a barricade outside the U.S. Capitol, killing one before he was shot to death by police, had been suffering from delusions, paranoia, and suicidal thoughts. Well, that's according to the U.S. official who spoke to the Associated Press. The official was not authorized to speak publicly about an ongoing investigation and spoke on condition of anonymity. The official says investigators are focused on Noah Green's mental health as they work to identify any motive for the attack, and they have talked to Green's family, who spoke of his increasingly delusional thoughts. Britain's medicines regulator is urging people to continue taking the AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine, despite revealing that seven people in the UK have died from rare blood clots after getting the jab. The Medicines and Healthcare Regulatory Agency, also known as MHRA, said it is not clear if the shots are causing the clots and that its rigorous review into the UK reports of rare and specific types of blood clots is ongoing, though the agency said late Friday that seven people had died as a result of developing blood clots. It did not disclose any information about their ages or health conditions. In total, MHRA said that they identified 30 cases of rare blood clot events out of 18.1 million AstraZeneca doses administered up to and including March 24th. Again, Britain's medicines regulator is urging people to continue to take the AstraZeneca coronavirus despite revealing seven people in the UK have in fact died. This ZOA News. Italy has entered a three-day nationwide coronavirus lockdown to deter Easter travel and get-togethers this Easter Sunday. The government has placed all regions in the strictest red zone lockdowns over the weekend to limit the chances of contagion. This means travel between regions in Italy and visits to relatives were limited through Monday. Non-essential shops have been closed in Italy, and restaurants and bars are open only for takeout. Lockdown comes as Italy reported another 21,000 new infections Saturday alone. Its faltering vaccine campaign has also come under fire for ignoring vulnerable elderly people in favor of vaccinating younger professional workers. Vaccine passports being developed and to verify COVID-19 immunization status have become the latest flashpoint in America's perpetual political wars. Supporters say the passports would allow inoculated people to more freely travel, shop, and dine, but many Republicans portray them as heavy-handed intrusions into personal freedoms and private health choices. Vaccine passports currently exist only in one state, a limited government partnership in New York with a private company, but that has not stopped GOP lawmakers in a handful of states from rushing out legislative proposals to ban their use as a tool to restrict what people may do. Details from more than 500 million Facebook users have been found available on a website for hackers. The information appears to be several years old, but it is another example of the vast amount of information collected by Facebook and other social media sites and the limits to how secure that information is. The availability of the data set was first reported by Business Insider. According to that publication, it includes phone numbers, Facebook IDs, full names, locations, birth dates, and email addresses. The Menlo Park, California-based company said the leak was old and stemmed from a problem that had been fixed in 2019. The half-brother of Jordan's King Abdullah II said he has been placed under house arrest. Prince Hamza accused the country's ruling system of incompetence and corruption, exposing a rare rift within the ruling monarchy of a close Western ally. His videotaped statement late Saturday came after the country's official news agency reported that two former senior officials and other suspects have been arrested for security reasons. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hello, this is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from Voice of America Home Studios in Washington, D.C. I have got another awesome lineup of Pan-African music for you today. New and old tunes from Algeria to Ethiopia to South Africa. Plus, you're going to get the inside scoop on top trending songs in Freetown, Sierra Leone. I speak with radio and TV entertainment presenter and producer Mohammed King Milan about a song called Spartacus. And also in Kampala. There, I catch up with Christo Panda. He's also a musician, TV presenter, and he breaks down his mega hit, Bino Bie Biluma Bayaye. At the bottom of the hour, my vintage tune from 1975 Kenya is gonna make you wanna get up and dance. And then there's more incredible music from Mali, Kenya, Nigeria. And wait till you hear the final track of the day, the best live recording of an African band that I bet you've ever heard. So please sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. I am starting us out with a brand new single by Sho Majozi. It's called Shaumba, which is the clan name of Thomas Chauke, who features in the song. Who is Thomas Chauke, you might ask? Dr. Thomas Chauke is a big deal. That's who he is. He's considered by most South Africans as the essence of Tsonga culture in music form. A guitarist, singer, songwriter, and an honorary doctor in African languages because of the role that his music has played in the development of Tsonga language. And also, apparently he's very selective about with whom he collaborates. Well, he made a good choice here with Sho, though.
Take
Shoma Josie with Shaumba, a track from her new EP, What a Life, released in November 2021, and featuring the amazing Tsonga cultural icon and beloved singer and guitarist, Dr. Thomas Chauke. Hello, I'm Heather Maxwell. This is Music Time in Africa. I've got a couple more pop tunes for you. And then I'm going to introduce you to one of the hottest stars of the Ugandan entertainment industry, Christo Panda. But for now, here's Trésor with his feel-good New Age African pop. That's how this South African singer describes his music, Walk Through Fire.
I have told you all my secrets. I surrender all my heart to you. I won't desert you. I'll catch you when you fall. When you lose, I'll guide you home. What the fire, the fire, the fire, the fire for us. When only does what they both us. What the fire, the fire, the fire, the fire for us. When only does what they both us.
From Bagamoyo, Tanzania. I'm listening to Music Time in Africa with Dr. Maxwell.
Take me to America. Set him up me talk. Love is love, I know, but this is my message to you. I'm far away, but I'm still down for you.
let me know. No way, no way, no way, no way. To me.
Yes, when you down, I'm down. When you smile, I'm smiling. When you laugh, I'm finished.
Smooth Afro beats from Nigeria by Kiz Daniel. That track comes off of Kiz's 2020 album, King of Love. Hello, everybody. I'm Heather Maxwell. I hope you're having a good weekend so far. Thank you for being here with me in Washington, D.C. on The Voice of America. So are you ready to meet one of the hottest stars in the Ugandan entertainment industry? Christo Panda is a TV presenter on NTV Uganda. He's a dancer, rapper, producer, events organizer, and promoter. But his song and music video, Binobie Biluma Bayaye, yes, and I have practiced that pronunciation many times, is what first caught my attention to this artist. In a conversation we had earlier this week, he in Kampala and I here in Washington, Christo explains the meaning of the song, how important dance is in Uganda. And also, he reveals some of his plans moving forward in the industry once the pandemic is under control. Christo Panda, how are you?
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Right? Yeah. First of all, tell me your real name.
My real name is Chichamwes Habat.
Nice.
I'm a Muganda by tribe. Yes. I don't see why.
I want to get to your song, Biebi Luma Baye.
I'm
the god. I'm the king of the mic. Ono mwana nga ya garwanyo. Biebi Luma Baye. Kumulisa baby woku chitimba. Kuwana figa ya lagirwa.
Okay, so I love this song. First of all, what does it mean?
First and foremost, I did a song out of street slang because the slang was everywhere here, so I did a song out of it. And it's like when you have something you're doing and you have haters and they are hating on you, whatever you do hurts your hater. It's like, for example, I have this watch right here and I'd be like, this is what hurts the haters. You get Binobie Biluma Bayaye. So the little success you have hurts haters. That's what we're trying to insinuate.
Seems like you have a lot of fans that are creating their own dance videos based on that song.
Yeah, in Africa, if you want your music to move, if you want people to love your music, you need to come up with different dance styles. When you look at Binobie Biluma Bayaye, also the dance videos, I told the dancers that you guys need to come up with different dance styles that are really eye-catching. So the kids, you know, just created the dance moves and everyone was just loving them. So we here in Uganda, most of the artists, mainly me, we love to use dance moves to promote our music videos.
Now that I know you do a lot more than just music and making great music videos and dance tunes, what is next for you?
I'm going to be doing what I'm doing. Right now, I have a daily show on TV. I'm going to be doing that. One thing is I'm planning on doing so many events for young people that can bring them together, because I feel like there's so many guys who are talented. I don't want to be known as a big artist, no. I want to be known as an artist to give a hand to the young guys who are talented, to the young artists, to the young dancers. And I want to, you know, start up my record label, Panda. The way you see my videos, there's a logo that, you know, has Panda Gang in my videos.
Yes, yes.
I just want to have a gang of young people just, you know, who know what they want and who are good at something. So that's something I want to do next year. But at the moment, nothing is happening. Corona, we got no events right now. I'm trying to see if the government can open up events and we see the way forward. But that's my plan as a person.
Speaking of Corona, are Ugandans experiencing a vaccine rollout yet?
Yeah. On Friday this week, we expect to have the first dose. So hopefully, yes, yeah. Because the government said so. But then we have to vaccinate everybody. So it's going to take some time for the industry to open up like they used to do. Because right now, every artist, they're suffering. Nothing is happening right now. Man,
yes.
We're down right now just now.
Yeah, I know. Well, it was such a pleasure to talk to you and hear about you and, you know, a little bit more insight into your great song.
Thank you so much. I can't thank you enough for all I can say. May you be blessed in everything you do. Thank you so much.
Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
All right. Well, I hope you enjoyed that interview with Christo Panda. I'm Heather Maxwell, and now we're moving to some contemporary Morna music from Cape Verde. The singer is Mayra Andrade. She is now the queen of Morna. She's taken the crown from the late Cesaria Evora. And this song is one of my favorites. It's called La Vapor de Migración, or The Immigration Steamship. And what she sings is this: Oh God, so much silent suffering with longing and pain. Oh sea, take this Morna and deliver it to them. Tell them that one day our children won't be longing anymore. Our mothers won't be crying over their children who have to go far away in the immigration steamship.
are listening to Music Time in Africa.
Voice of Amanda Black from South Africa. I am Heather Maxwell, and next up, Algeria's Soul King with his 2018 tune, Rockstar. And that is followed by a friendly little chat I told you earlier about with Mohammed King Bangura in Freetown, talking about Spartacus.
Moi, ma vie, c'est pas un film, et si je la foire, ça coupe pas. Fils de chien, t'es en dessous de moi, normal que tu me mettes des coups bas. J'ai commencé tout bas, aujourd'hui, je suis tout bas. J'sais que j'ai beaucoup d'ennemis qui veulent me prendre comme tout bas. Clique par nègre da. Ah là là, si je m'en sors pas aujourd'hui, inchallah, je m'en sortirai de bas. Partir loin, loin de tout ça, loin de ces mauvais souvenirs. Moi, j'emmènerai ma maman. Notre histoire, une vie de chien, donc un vécu de bâtard. Tu baisses pas la tête, j'suis Gaddafi, j'suis Saddam. Maîtresse qui crache dans la soupe, moi, il mange pas à ma table. Elle, elle veut porter mon nom, ouais, mon œil. Elle veut porter du croco, elle m'a pris pour Tory Lanez. Donc j'vais rester solo, ma belle. J'vis ma vie comme une rockstar, retiens bien ma naine. Yeah. 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 Du poids sur les épaules comme Piccolo, ça ton petit cœur. Laisse-moi barrer sur l'île céleste, être humain mes cœurs. Ils nous aiment pas, c'est rigolo, ils nous souhaiteraient même la mort. Dis-leur bien qu'on s'en bat les couilles, y'a que Dieu qu'on a peur. Toi tu crois faire peur à qui? Dis-moi c'est même la qui? Comme les capacités du sport, on va venir te lever dans ton lit. Oh my God, oh my. Je fais plus qu'un riz, je viens des montagnes, bébé, je suis un vrai jazz. Et on est tout pas, tout pas, tout pas. J'arrive dans ta ville, accueilli comme une rockstar. Pas besoin de leur se fort, se fort, se fort. Juste moi et les miens, on fait notre bif et on harba. Yeah. Yeah.
We'll voyage.
Hi everybody, my name is Rishan Gavre with Heather. Listen Music Time in Africa.
It has been a while since I've caught up on the latest music news from Freetown. So I caught up with my colleague, Mohammed King Bangura, who's always in the center of it all there. Here's that conversation, mixed in by yours truly with the biggest club banger in the city.
Hello, King Milan. How are you doing there in Freetown?
Yes, said Maxwell. I'm doing well. And of course, we're great here, and things are going fine for us right here.
Cool. I'm glad to hear it. Tell me, what is the top trending tune right now in Freetown?
Well, I've got a lot of songs trending right now. A lot of songs. But if we're talking for a single one right now, I'll definitely pick on one from a businessman, philanthropist, and actor and musician as well. I'm talking about Nasa Ayub. Nasa Ayub just released about 3 weeks ago a song called Spartacus. And that song is definitely cutting across right now, clubs, bars as well. You go to the beaches right now, most of the time they play that song.
On the dance floor, you know, I can bust the move, huh, King? You've seen me.
Well, indeed, it would be nice for me to see you on the dance floor as well, doing your own steps, you know, doing a song like this for Spartacus.
Anyway, do people know who Spartacus was? I didn't know, I had to look it up.
I would say few people know about Spartacus, you know, only few, not everybody, because we know it's from the Romans, you know, Roman Empire, fighters will come up and then compete in the arena to fight. Those are the type of way people know about Spartacus. But as for Nasa, his own Spartacus is about being a hero. I think that's what Spartacus is all about. You know, you stand there, nobody can challenge you. You're going to be the hero of all the battles, everything in the arena. You're going to defeat everybody. Nasa Ayub, as a musician, he's been the Spartacus, so he's so proud of it. So they call himself Spartacus, but a few people know about who Spartacus is anyway.
I'll be your dominus, you know, I'll be your dominus. Wallahi, you go fit to us, I say, and baby, don't delay. Up in the club with my shotgun, bad man, see, not the take fun. I'm running the street, don't fuck with my chick. Tranga is for bone on the freight beat. Oh.
Commenting on YouTube about how much they love this video, that it's one of the best in Sierra Leone.
Definitely, no doubt that people commenting on the YouTube as well on the videos of that song, Spartacus. And Spartacus, as you like to say again, he's the hero, you know, of the women and of course the dance floor as well, and he's definitely commanding everything.
Banger in the clubs anyway in Freetown. Take care of yourself. Stay safe.
Thank you so much. Been a pleasure, Dr. Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. I'm Mohammed King Milan Bangura. Thank you for bringing me into this program.
Music Time in Africa.
Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
It is the bottom half of the hour. Hello, guys. If you're just joining us, I am Heather Maxwell. Welcome to the show. The next two tunes take us to other styles and genres of music. First up, we're going back in time to 1975 Kenya. Now, this is a traditional Luo Benga tune by the late George Ramogi and the Continental Kilo Jazz Band, also known as CK Jazz. Get ready to be surprised at how much this old tune makes you want to get up and move. Was George Ramogi and CK Jazz from 1975 Kenya. And now to 2002 Mali. Here is Neba Solo with a song called Don Soba. Now, it's a balafone song dedicated to the valor and the greatness of traditional hunters.
Oh, Don Soba. Oh,
Solo from the Senufo region in Mali. Hey guys, how you doing? I hope you're enjoying the program so far. Here is another one from Mali. It's called Akawi by the Jelly singer Safi Jabate. This is a 2020 single, very popular on YouTube. You should check it out. Coming out of the capital of Mali, Bamako.
Ninyolo te fala musube musu nyoma ni musu kolong fara nyogonga anche ure bambelo oninte fala be ninyolo te fala chebabe chebakolo ni jabanyuma fara nyogonga awu musu ure bambelo Shuazi, ambekele kela chemi nove. Apo nede dekere baye benyana. Abe minfonye otefie bebebe minkenye mutikie ne amine ne de amarke yorono ne amine ne de adusu kumine cho
sonjada
Music Time in Africa.
All right. Hello, darlings. I'm Heather Maxwell. And from here on out to the end of the show, I've got nothing but awesome tunes for you. Starting with Susanna by Salty Soul from Kenya.
Chamina dua I send ya kilini moyoni bado we wanizuzua. When are you coming home, Senje? Tell me, are you on your way? Kifetu kipenda na Kiromeo na Julia. I send ya nakosa usingizi usiku kuchamina dua. I send ya kilini moyoni bado we wanizuzua. When are you coming home, Senje? Tell me, are you on your way? Tukipendana Kiromeo na Julia I send a banner
send a hello hello hello
hello hello
if you get to hear this song somebody loves you
oh
send a hello 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 change your mind and come back home somebody loves you
yeah hey guys from Kenya to Nigeria here is a new sweet single by Chike featuring Simi. Chike was discovered in 2016 on Nigeria's Got Talent. He came out with his debut album Boo of the Boolis in 2020, and now there's this.
Anybody will want fight you. Mele come they already know. I'll be right beside you. Like the wall of Jericho. They don't know, they don't know. They don't know what's going on. Monagiso, 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 my baby boy. I'll be a soldier for you. I'm getting better in Kung Fu. You should know I got you. And you don't need to guide me too. I'll be right beside you in anything that you do. If you ever need saving, I will be running to you. Running, running, running to you. I've been running to you, running, running, running to you. Anywhere that you go to, running, running, running to you. I've been running to you,
know that I got you. Wanting more best, everybody, oh, oh. And it's because of your kung fu. And any time that I'm out of control, you never, never let go. Yeah. Una kiso, oh, una kiso, una kiso, my baby boo. See all the battles you'll be fighting, and I'll be right there with you. I may be small, but I'm mighty, and I go run out for you. And anybody where you happy, yeah, don't be you, call it a big.
Wanna be the Judas.
So, how is that for some romance? Yeah, that was alternative singer and songwriter Chike and the fabulous Simi.
Hey, y'all, it's your girl Maggie, Margaret Cephas, and we're in LIB, and I'm locked down to Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa, VOA. Don't touch that, that.
Okay, I'm Heather Maxwell. This is Music Time in Africa, and we are wrapping up with this last tune of the hour. It's a live recording from a club performance in 2018 by one of my favorite African rock bands, Jahno Band. It's in Amharic, but thanks to a YouTube commentator, Eden Seydu, I believe, I can tell you something about it, and I quote, "It is a wedding song. She is saying, I see a beautiful guy who makes me want to forget my culture, my tradition, everything. He takes my heart. He makes me want to leave my vision. I'm feeling lonely." Wow, those are a lot of feelings. Have any of you ever felt all of those things at once? Performance by Jahno Band of Ethiopia. It is time to say goodbye. Thank you so much for joining me this weekend. I cannot wait to see you back again next weekend. Also, a big thank you to Christo Panda for joining me virtually from Kampala to share his music with us. And to Mohammed King Milan Bangura, who also joined me virtually from Freetown to talk about Nasser Ayoub's hit, Spartacus. The interview with Christo Panda will be available soon to watch on my YouTube channel and social media. Now, throughout the week, you can visit me anytime on social media. Go to my Music Time in Africa YouTube channel, my Facebook page or group page, my Instagram, that handle is MTIA Maxwell, or to Twitter at Music Time Africa. Message me. Post your own music if you're an artist. Look for updates, the latest music news, photos. You have over 200 original video features you can watch, like features of Oliver Mutukudzi, Umu Sangare, Ray Vanny. And also, there's all kinds of other things on there, like ethnomusicological analyses of great songs, live performances, and backstage action in venues around the world since 2012. As for the radio program, we broadcast live on shortwave and select local FM stations every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. On our FM stations, we air twice at 15,500 hours and again at 20,500 hours Universal Time. On shortwave, we are live Fridays, only once at 9,500 UTC, and then again four times throughout the day, Saturdays and Sundays, at 0905, 1505, 2005, and 22,500 Universal Time. Finally, you can always find this radio program online at voanews.com. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay beautiful, people, and stay safe.